This is Sean with Voices Live On and Voices of SAE, and I'm speaking with Raquel, and we're going to do a little honoring of Jason Booz. What year do you think you met? Was it right when you got into that, like became sweetheart, or how did you meet Jason originally?
Oh, yeah. So I met him in 1995. It was a house party. He was at the door wearing his gray Mossimo hat that was curled too much. But gosh, that sucker was always on his head. And that night he helped me get my best friend home because she had had too much to drink and did not try to get all handsy. She like ripped off her clothes, getting on her nightwear, if you will. And he looked the other way and I was like, oh my gosh, what a gentleman. And he then took me home and we spent the night. Now, this is, again, very G because clothes stayed on. There was no crazy business. And he made me breakfast the next day. And I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, this could be a man that I would marry. And he would die just knowing that I shared that probably. But it was just such a great first real encounter where we talked all night. And it was just the beginning of a great relationship.
All right. So how would you describe him as an SAE?
Oh, you know, he was that guy who was always present, but he was not going to necessarily make his voice known. But when he said something, you knew it was probably going to be hilarious. You know, he had his own kind of linguistic language and always had the tunes, always ready to sit and chill with anybody. Just a really great guy.
What's some of the things that he got involved with, do you remember, with the house or on campus or his major and that type of thing?
I feel like he was the sweetheart chair at some point. And I also remember he was really active in intramural sports, volleyball specifically. And he would be the guy that could be counted on to get people home kind of early on. You know, he would look out for people who had over-imbibed here and there. But he was definitely a rock star, could hold his own too. So music, not going to necessarily be the dancer, but he would own that. So, yeah.
Well, who were some of his good buddies? Who were some of the guys that were his crew within the house?
Well, Steve Sweet, and he grew up, you know, his whole, middle school, I think they even met sooner. Their families are friends. So Steve Sweet for sure, and then he always roomed with him. He was really close with Matt Friedman, who was always, you know, kind of the guy that he would hang with here and there. Dondo, Nate, Yoakum. Wade, Shane lived with him after college. Sean Carlin lived with him after college. Mike Pellissier, you know, he was in our wedding. Jeff Pickett, gosh, so many guys for sure.
All right. So when you originally said in the previous interview that you kind of dated and then you kind of kept it as friends and then you kind of, after he left, is that, so kind of
yes.
Go through, so how long did you guys date? And then, and then when you kind of kept it just as friends, how long was that? Like kind of do that timeline and maybe some fun memories that happened along that timeline.
Oh my gosh. We were on again, off again, on again, off again, all through college. And it was just funny that we could actually even be friends while the other had a relationship with another. And that's why, you know, I think in some ways we always thought we'd kind of come back to each other, but Jason was definitely not committal. Like he wasn't sure he was going to settle down. Funnily enough, when he proposed, I was like, okay, I just want to make sure you're still good with the whole having kids. And he's like, oh no, wait a minute. I said a kid. And I was like, okay, so, all right, you can put the ring on. You know, it's just so funny that, it took us a long time to get there, but once we did, we were really there for each other. So I kind of love our story, and I love that it did take a while, and good things come to those who wait, right?
Yeah, so what's some of the surprising date scenarios that he tried to sweep you off your feet in college? Leaving campus, like, whatever. What are some really cool ones that stand out?
Oh, I remember one of our dates was with his bicycle. Like, I had my feet on the pegs at the back, and we went to a Burger King. I mean, that's classy. If it doesn't get classier than that, I don't know what does. Riding in that, what was it, like a Pinto? And going to whatever that diner was that was like a 24-hour. Oh, my gosh. And then there was a winter that was really bad, and we had both stayed on campus. And he was working, I feel like, at Sears at that time, doing security. And he was a criminal justice major. So we got together and went and saw Titanic when it first came out at whatever that theater was in Muncie there. Got a Papa John's pizza and crashed there at, whatever that main drag is where the Pizza King is. So those were kind of some funny dates. And, of course, formals and all of that. Those are full of some fun memories.
And then how did he propose?
He and I had reservations at a restaurant downtown. I know downtown Indy. I know it doesn't exist anymore. I can't remember what it's called. But I'd been begging him to take me out. He was not a man who liked to throw down money very easily. So he was certain I was on to him, but I'd waited 7 years at this point. You know, so my dad had said, he's either going to put up or you're out. You know, this is like the year of reckoning, if you will. And I think there might have been a sidebar conversation between he and Jason. And we were getting ready, and I was only half dressed. And the next thing I know, Jason walks into the bathroom. Kind of starts to go down on a knee, gets up, starts to get down and goes up. And I'm like, what the heck? And he's like, this is it. Will you marry me? And I'm like, shut the front door. And then I literally did say, okay, just for the record, I want to make sure you're still good with the having a kid thing. And he's like, oh yeah. And I was like, okay, then game on. And we just called everybody. We ended up at Ale Emporium, the Sweets. Steve and Christy joined us, and then we began the planning. So we still had to plan for a couple of years because, again, penny pincher. I really appreciated that about him, but also loved, hated it. So, it was fun.
Where'd you have the wedding?
We had the wedding in Noblesville at the Metzger House, which is renamed now, and there is no way. I mean, it's so many tens of thousands of dollars now, but that was the only place where you could have all of those. Gosh, it's so classic now. Everybody's doing farmhouse and barn weddings, but it gave us that feel then, and we were able to get all our own vendors and price match, and it was beautiful, truly beautiful.
And you ended up having kids, is that right?
We did. Two sons, Samuel David and Braden Andrew.
And how old are they now?
Sam has turned 14, going on 20 some of the time, and Braden turns 11 this July, and he is definitely very, very similar to Jason.
All right, so when you gave birth to the first, how was Jason reacting to the whole thing? Is there anything that kind of stands out?
Oh, well, that's one of the things I loved about him. He was very gentle and loving with kids and always kind of also very playful. So I knew he would make a great dad. The day Sam was born, gosh, his birth was kind of crazy. But he lost like 5 pounds just in the room. I mean, it was a whole day of labor and everything. But when he looked at Sam, oh my gosh, he was smitten. And then he is very close to his sister, Angie, so we ended up having, a discussion almost immediately that we needed to give Sam a sibling. So Braden was an easy toss-up at that point. So he was a great dad. Oh, my gosh. Hands-on, playful, every day, no matter what. He was so good at being able to compartmentalize job and then get right to dad mode.
Right. So as far as the other SAEs that were fathers around that time, when you're able to kind of have the kids all get together, who were some of the other families that you hung out with?
Steve Sweet, and then Eric Hensley, and Eric and Tracy both have two sons, and they're kind of similar in age. So that was nice when the three of us would get together and hang.
Okay. So, obviously, he passed. How many years ago did he pass?
October 4th, 2013.
2013. And how old were your sons at that point?
Sam was 6 and Brayden was 3.
Okay, so a little bit younger.
Yeah.
So if you were just going to kind of sum up what you'd like to say to the brothers that were always there for you guys and you know, were there afterwards as well, what would you like to say to the guys who supported you along that path?
I'm so grateful for SAE. So sorry. I don't mean to be emotional, but so many of the guys reached out, and I think they're part of what carried me in a really difficult time. I mean, just the messages, emails, letters, cards. So many guys stepped up and really filled a void, whether it was offering to mow my yard, donate money. The funds that were raised literally allowed us to leave the home that Jason and I were in and purchase a home to have a fresh start. Guys bought clothes for the boys, you know, at a time where I was without an income and we didn't know where the insurance was. I mean, there was just so much camaraderie and love and support from so many of those men who, you know, Jason always said I had a better relationship with some of his brothers than he did, but I think the friendships he made were lifelong and the connections as well. So I'm very, very grateful.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate your time and sharing, you know, your memories of the love of booze and him basically being able to, you know, help starting the family and all of his favorite memories with his fraternity brothers and how much they were able to support you along that path. I know it was very difficult. And we're also going to be able to have the guys, if they want to do separate segments to honor their favorite memories of Jason. So then that way you and the boys can have those. So Raquel, I really appreciate your time. And would you like to say anything else in closing?
No, I just really, really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You got it.